And now, more tips with your host, Rebecca, on lifestyle improvement.
And remember that in our program, we present our opinion and the opinion of our guest, and is not to be interpreted as medical advice.
Thank you so much for joining us today here on Lifestyle Improvement. Today, we will have the first of two interviews with some of the staff at the National Center on Aging. Today's guest is Brandy Bauer, Communications Manager for the Economic Security in the National Center on Aging.
Hello and welcome to our program, Lifestyle Improvement. This is your host, Rebecca. Today we have in our program, Brandy Bauer. She is the Communication Manager for the Economic Security in the National Council on Aging. And I asked Brandy to come to our program today because so many of our aging adults and caregivers are dealing with a lot of financial problems. And Brandy has some solutions for us. Thank you for coming to join our program today, Brandy.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, Brandy, you know, by 2050, 88.5 million Americans, as you have shared, are going to be over the age of 65. And a large amount of them are going to be dealing with economic issues. So tell me, older adults have challenges when it comes to economic security, but older women are in greater risk. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, women historically have been paid less than men. We know that. We also know that some women have chosen lower paying professions. A lot of the sort of traditional women's professions, the helping professions, are paid less than some of the other ones. And we know that women take a lot more time out of the workforce in order to care for their families, either for their children or for aging parents themselves. And what this means is that they often have a lot less in their savings accounts for retirement, and their Social Security benefit is a lot lower than it might be for somebody who's been continuously in the workforce for like 40 years. And so, at the same time, we're saying people are living longer, and that's not just women, that's women and men. So it used to be, you know, you retire at whatever, 60, 65, you might have 10, 15 years, and now we're seeing people living 20, 30 years past their retirement age, and they've a lot of them exhaust all of their resources.
Absolutely. And what are some of the issues facing both older men and women?
Well, you know, as we're living longer, we're not always living healthier. Chronic disease is a huge, huge issue amongst the older adult population. We know that 92% of older adults have at least one chronic condition, and 77% have more than one. And that's things like diabetes, like hypertension, arthritis. And what that means is that they may have very significant medical costs that go along with those chronic conditions. What we also saw was that we had that worldwide recession that began in 2008, mm-hmm. and it affected a lot of people's savings. And especially those who were new or approaching retirement at that time, they found that, you know, maybe they weren't they didn't have that nest egg that they had counted on, and maybe they had to work longer, and they had to figure out how to do more with less.
Right, right. So how can we help the people we're caring for?
The great news is that there's a lot of resources out there, and a lot of problem is just that people haven't heard of them and they don't know where to go.
Right.
You know, some older adults may be able to take advantage of things like tapping their home equity if they're an older homeowner. Some of them qualify for help with their medical, their food, their housing expenses. We at the National Council on Aging, we have a lot of tools that can help caregivers as well as older adults to sort of identify some of those resources. One of the first places that we encourage people to start is a tool called Economic Checkup. And that is a free and confidential online tool, it's on the internet, that asks people about where you live, where you or your parent or your grandparent lives, what you're paying for certain expenses, and then it offers a kind of personal report about how your expenses stack up against what would be the sort of average and what you need to be financially secure in your area. And then it offers a lot of resources where you can go. It might say, you know, you may qualify for property tax relief. You should go here. Or it sounds like you could use some money management skills. Maybe you should go over here. And as I said, this is an online tool. So it's for people who have some familiarity with the internet. And it's at www.economiccheckup.org. And I'll repeat that because in case somebody missed it, it's www.economiccheckup.org.
And I've actually heard very good reviews, the people that have actually used this tool, and they definitely recommend it as far as giving you some ideas of where your finances are and giving you some direction, correct?
That's correct. And it uses a national sort of index that's called the Elder Economic Index, which really looks at what does it take to live in different geographic areas and to be financially stable? So not just getting by, but sort of what does it take from housing to food to sort of, you know, being able to entertain yourself and go out once in a while? What does that mean on a monthly basis? And where can you get help so that you can meet that standard? Everybody deserves a break. Everybody deserves a little fun. And you have to have a little humor in your life,
Absolutely. Especially
caregivers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally agree with that. This is your host, Rebecca, and now we will take a short break, and we will be right back with more ideas on lifestyle improvement.
A unique and specialized approach to spinal care is what you will find in the Advanced Spinal Care Clinic in Graham, Washington. Here's Dr. Craig Lipinski explaining why Nuka Care is unlike any other treatment.
Our goal is that we're making a specialized correction to the skull, the atlas, and the neck of each individual that is custom made or custom and specific created to get them healthy and then have them stay that way.
One of only 23 board certified Nuka practitioners in the world, Dr. Craig Lipinski offers you care that can significantly impact your health in positive ways.
This week we've seen somebody in here who's had a 50-point drop in blood pressure by having the skull, atlas, and neck corrected to a proper position.
To find out more about how Nuka Care can change your life, visit www.nuccawashington.com or call 253-445-8181.
So what other kinds of help might be available to take some of the financial burden off a caregiver?
Well, you know, NCOA, National Council on Aging, we also have a tool called Benefits Checkup. And Benefits Checkup enables you to see whether you or a loved one qualifies for a wide range of public and private programs that can help pay for things like medical expenses, food, property taxes, transportation, but also more importantly, it searches for respite and adult daycare. Because one of the things we know about caregivers is that they deserve a break. It's an incredibly, not only financially impactful position to be in, but also it takes a toll emotionally and physically as well. And so if you can get help with, you know, allowing the person, your loved one, to go to a trained supportive facility once or twice a week, that can make all the difference in your life as a caregiver. A benefits checkup also looks at things like, you know, are there Medicare savings available? Are there other ways that you can sort of save on costs for your loved one that can put money back into your budget? Because we know that caregiving is such a big financial impact on those who may have to take time off of work. And that website is www.benefitscheckup.org.
So benefits checkup instead of?
Economic checkup.
Here. Fantastic. So it's a good thing that this is available because they know they can go somewhere where is safe and is trustworthy information. Because caregivers have to be very aware that sometimes their seniors are very vulnerable to scammers.
Absolutely. Yeah. We sometimes call financial scams the crime of the 21st century, because people are getting more, scammers are getting more and more savvy about how to use technology and how to exploit people and their and hit them where it hurts. And it's very sad that this is happening increasingly to the older adult population.
How can we protect them from that?
Well, you know, one thing is just education. It's really important that as you hear about scams that are occurring, that you talk to your loved ones about them so that they don't fall prey to this. I mean, I've got some examples. In fact, some of them affected even people at my office. One of the recent ones is people have been posing as IRS agents. And they call people from a DC area code phone number and they say, you owe thousands of dollars in taxes and we're going to come arrest you if you don't, you know, pay them that right now. And so that's one big one that we've heard a lot of. And of course, if you don't know any better, you'd be terrified to think that the police are coming to your house. Another one, which is really bad, is something we call the grandparent scam. And that's when somebody calls an older person and the older person answers and the person on the line says, Grandma, it's me, your grandson. And the older adult may, you know, say, who, Joey, you know, and give a name. And then, of course, the scammer poses as that grandchild and says, I'm in trouble. Don't tell my parents. You need to send money because I'm either in trouble with the law or I'm somewhere where I can't get home. And of course, you know, it exploits them where they're most vulnerable. They love their grandchildren. They want to support their grandchildren. And, you know, this is where the scammers know that they can get money out of people. So we really say, you know, please tell your loved ones about these scams and make sure that they know what's going on so that they're not falling prey to that.
So definitely educate your seniors, and as caregivers, be aware of that as well, because you answer the phone too. And you too can just as well be concerned about the IRS calling. So it is really something that can affect anybody.
Absolutely. And then, you know, there are some other things to sort of be aware of. If you are helping to manage an older person's finances, you know, look at their bank accounts. Look at, are bills going unpaid that they otherwise would have been able to pay? Is there, you know, suddenly they're out of cash? Sometimes their appearance can be a clue. If they're disheveled, if they're disoriented, all of these things are indicators where somebody could take advantage of that situation. So it is important to really pay attention. And the sad thing, too, is that sometimes the person doing the scamming or the exploitation is somebody in the family. Mm. And it's very sad to have to admit that. But, you know, don't be afraid to look immediately around you if that might be happening to somebody you love.
This is your host, Rebecca. And now we will take a short break, and we will be right back with more ideas on lifestyle improvement.
In today's competitive business environment, it's essential to gain the trust of your customers. Connecting a face to your business, whether online or elsewhere, helps audiences personalize you and your business. With Naomi Art Photography, your headshots will be personalized to positively represent you as the professional you are. For more information, visit www.naomiartphotography.com. That's www.naomiartphotography.com. Or call 877-957-7387, extension 102. Take your business to the next level and schedule your session today.
Moving into something a little more positive would be the support that the older adults can get from Medicare.
Yes.
And Medicaid, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because we work with a lot of older adults, but we also work with a lot of baby boomers. And as people are aging into Medicare, one of the things they don't realize is Medicare is not free. even though we've been paying for it all our lives, as soon as you enroll in Medicare, you have a monthly premium, which is about $105 a month for most people. And then if you have prescription drug plan, you also have to pay a premium for that and for your prescriptions at the pharmacy. And that gets very costly, especially for people who have chronic conditions and need medicines. But fortunately, there are some programs that can help with those costs. There is a program that's called Extra Help, and it helps people with low incomes pay for their Part D, as in drug, plan, and also to save a lot of money at the pharmacy. If you qualify for Extra Help and you go to the drugstore, you will pay no more than $6, even for brand name drugs.
How do you find out if you qualify?
Well, every single state has something called a State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or a SHIP. Now, sometimes they're called different things in different states. For example, I know in California, they're called HICAP, and in Florida, they're called SHINE, but they're all the same thing. And these are free, federally funded programs that provide objective assistance to people with Medicare and their families. And they help you apply for programs that can save you money on Medicare. And I want to give you a phone number because there is a national toll-free phone number that you can find your local SHIP office and you can talk to them about this. And that is 1-877-839-2675.
Do you repeat that for us?
Absolutely. 1-877-839-2675. And again, that is to find your local SHIP office. They will help you see if you can save money on your Medicare. Another thing that they can help with is to select a drug plan that works for you. You know, one of the things that we find is even if people don't qualify for Extra Help, they may spend a lot of money because they turn 65 and they enroll in a drug plan or a health plan and then they never change it. You know, they just get set in their ways and they don't think about the fact that, you know, the medications you're taking at age 73 may be different from what you were taking at age 65. So we really encourage people every single year. There's an open enrollment period from October 15th to December 7th. And that's when you can change your plan free of charge without any penalty. And so we always encourage people to get advice on that. And one way they can do that is by going to their SHIP. But another way they can do that is we have a tool called the Medicare Quick Check. And this tool is on our website, My Medicare Matters.
Can you repeat that again?
MyMedicareMatchers.org. And what this does is just sort of ask you a little bit about your Medicare coverage and provide advice whether, you know, is it appropriate for you to stay in your current plan? Do you want to shop around? And to provide sort of resources for you to do so. And again, all of our resources at the National Council on Aging are free. They're confidential. We don't ask for any personal details from the person. It's really just to provide guidance to say, we know you're out there and you want to save money. Here's some tools to help you make that decision and where you can go for further assistance.
Fantastic. Now tell me, this would be a good time to know, how did the National Council on Aging get started?
Well, it started, 60 years ago now, and it was really in recognition of the need to sort of address problems among older adults, particularly prior to sort of the advent of Medicare. And, you know, a lot of older adults 60 years ago were living in poverty. I mean, many are still living in poverty, but before we had those social safety net programs of Social Security and Medicare, many, many more were. And to really think about ways that we could mobilize nationally and provide tools and resources to help people stay healthy and independent and financially secure. And that's what we've been doing for 60 years, and we're proud to still be doing that today and, again, to always make all of our resources sort of free to the public.
Well, definitely a necessary service, keeping in mind that, like you said, by 2050, 88.5 million Americans will be over the age of 65. So, for sure, something that definitely can be of great service for everybody that is crossing that age bracket. So older adults are finding that they want to have and remain in the workforce more than they used to probably in other generations. Do you have advice for older adults who want to or need to re-enter the workforce?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of things that they want to be thinking about. Obviously, many of them are financial. If you are thinking about taking Social Security, the important thing to remember is the earlier you take Social Security, the less your benefit amount is going to be. So you can take Social Security as early as 62, but it's not advisable. And if you can delay it, the longer you delay, the bigger the benefit is going to be to you. You can also delay taking Medicare. If you're still working, you may qualify to delay taking Medicare if you've got employer health coverage. And so it's important to understand that option as well, because that can also be money saving. Like I said, it's $105 a month to have a Medicare, you know, plan. So, you know, if you can save that money in other ways, you should feel free to do so. But we also encourage people to really think about their spending and their debt. This is where economic checkup comes in again. We've got spending calculators, money management calculators, debt calculators, where you can really think about, okay, if I'm, you know, working and bringing this much amount of money in, how does that affect my household income? And does it make sense for me to, you know, work part-time, to try and work full-time? What's that going to look like in the long run for me?
Fantastic, Brandy. This is a lot of information to think about. We touched upon just main points. Is there anything else that you would like the public to know about concerning the National Council on Aging?
Well, you know, in addition to working sort of with older adults, we also work with a lot of different community organizations. And we have sort of a presence in many different communities. And so we certainly welcome you to find out more about what we're doing. We're not just working in economic issues. We're working on health issues as well, with preventing falls among seniors, with helping them manage their chronic diseases. Our website is ncoa.org. And again, you can sort of check out the wide range of programs and services we have available.
Fantastic. So the website is ncoa.org. And there you will be able to find all of the tools that Brandy just spoke about concerning the economic checkup and also the other tools that she mentioned as far as the
benefits checkup, My Medicare Matters, all of our resources.
Fantastic. So I really think that there's a lot of power there for caregivers and for seniors, and that we need to thank you for taking the time to come and tell us about this and to explain to us that we're not alone out there as caregivers and that there are tools out there that we just need to take advantage of. So thank you so much, Brandy, for coming to join us today at Lifestyle Improvement and giving us such very important information about what the NCOA is doing for our community and our elderly people and our caregivers and just anybody in need out there that needs to find out that there's resources for them available in this website. Would you tell us that website again?
Sure. It's ncoa.org, ncoa.org.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, thank you, Brandy. Come back sometime to visit us again, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And remember that in our program, we present our opinion and the opinion of our guest, and it's not to be interpreted as medical advice.
Specialized approach to spinal care is what you will find in the Advanced Spinal Care Clinic in Graham, Washington. Here's Dr. Craig Lipinski explaining why Nuke Care is unlike any other treatment.
Our goal is that we're making a specialized correction to the skull, the atlas, and the neck of each individual that is custom made or custom and specific created to get them healthy and then have them stay that way.
One of only 23 board certified NUCA practitioners in the world, Dr. Craig Lipinski offers you care that can significantly impact your health in positive ways.
This week we've seen somebody in here who's had a 50 point drop in blood pressure by having the skull, atlas, and neck corrected to a proper position.
To find out more about how NUCA Care can change your life, visit www.nuccawashington.com or call 253-445-8181.
Thank you for joining us today here on Lifestyle Improvement for our interview with Brandy Bauer, Communications Manager for the Economic Security in the National Center on Aging. If you'd like to find out more about the National Center on Aging and some of the great resources they have to offer, please visit their website at www.ncoa.org. That's www.ncoa.org. If you would like to advertise with us, please give us a call at 877-957-7387, extension 101. That again is 877-957-7387, extension 101. Or send us an email to producer@lifestyleimprovement.com. That again is producer@lifestyleimprovement.com. Thank you for listening to our program today, and tune in again next week for more tips on lifestyle improvement.